Sponsorship for this KQED live audio stream comes from Brevo. Growing businesses can choose Brevo as their marketing platform to help cultivate lasting customer relationships. Learn more at brevo.com. That's brevo.com.
That, of course, is the sound of risk on two wheels, also known as motorcycles. Fun? Yep. Thrilling? No doubt. Great gas mileage? You bet. But also risky. The CHP says motorcycle deaths are on the rise in California, despite our mandatory helmet law. So we went to the San Francisco Motorcycle Club and talked with a couple of longtime riders about why they take that risk.
My name is Jennifer Brom, and I ride a KTM 950 Adventure dual-purpose bike.
My name is Frank Morales, and I ride a Norton and a Ducati and a BMW and a Honda and a KTM.
You got an assortment there.
When people ask me what kind of motorcycle I ride, I ask them, what kind of ride is it? Because different horses for different courses.
When you first started riding, what kind of a rider were you?
I was a recreational rider, and then shortly thereafter, I became a motorcycle courier for CBS News. They were using tape back then, and my job was to go out to wherever the film crews were, pick up the tape, and get it back to the studio before ABC did.
So this is now, many years later, much more than just a recreational thing for you. So how did it develop into what it is now, and how would you describe it now?
It's a major part of my life, but it still is primarily transportation on a daily basis. I live and work in San Francisco, and it's become a very social thing. I've ended up meeting some of my best friends and going on some of the biggest adventures of my life with a motorcycle.
Give me an example of a big adventure.
For instance, half the club right now is on their way to Southern Baja on motorcycles. That's a great adventure. It's a lot of fun. They take about 10 or 14 days, and they ride 3,000-plus miles, most of it on some of the most lonely, beautiful desert roads you could imagine. I do a two-day off-road event every year called the Sheet Iron 300, sponsored by the Oakland Motorcycle Club, and that's 300 miles off-road in national forests in Northern California, spectacularly beautiful. And then I also will do buddy rides. A friend of mine and I will go do, say, 1,000 miles, 1,500 miles in a few days, usually to the most remote parts of the country.
Jennifer, I know that you race motorcycles, your motorcycle. What's that like for you?
Well, right now I'm racing a little Honda, a vintage Honda, 160cc, so it doesn't go more than 85 miles an hour, which is slow, but I have to say that the risk is exactly the same, no matter how fast you go. When the flag drops, you start racing, you become so focused and so single-minded. It's like a marble universe. It's beautiful, and you think about nothing else. And when you come off the track, you're so accelerated, and you look at pictures of people that come just off the track. I've never seen any more happier faces.
Frank, how about you? How would you describe, what do your bikes mean to you?
San Francisco is in the middle of some of the best riding country in the world. We have beautiful deserts, gorgeous mountains and streams and rivers, coastal canyons. Every time I leave the city and get out into the really outback areas of California, I say over and over in my helmet, I'm never leaving California. You know, it sounds corny, and I hate to say this because so many people use this term, but there's a sense of freedom that you get. There isn't anything quite like it, short of, I would imagine, flying a fighter jet.
We're doing this hour on risk. There is some risk
involved
with riding a motorcycle. How do you perceive the risk, Jennifer?
I know there's a risk of getting hurt, but there's a risk of getting hurt when you step out on the street. I mean, I broke my hip racing a Suzuki 750. I was going 100 miles an hour, and I high-sided.
What does that mean, high-sided?
Well, I got spit off where I got launched in the air about like 10 feet.
Well, there's no question that you don't have a seatbelt, an airbag, and sheet metal between you and whatever you're colliding with. That's true. But for me, the way I deal with that risk is I accept it, and then I try and plan for it. I wear the best helmet you could buy. I wear good boots, padded jackets, armored clothing. I make sure that my brakes and tires and my motorcycle are in tip-top shape, and then I'm willing to accept that risk. But I also have to say, if you stayed in bed and never got out of bed all day and never ate anything you were ever supposed to eat, not supposed to eat, or drank anything you were not supposed to drink, you might live longer, okay? But I don't think you'd live better.
Can you imagine a day when you wouldn't be riding anymore? And if so, what would it take to get you off your motorcycle?
I've been a rider for quite a long time. I first started in 1975. I've seen my share of friends and my own injuries occur, and I've seen some tragedies happen, and I've seen a lot of people have a lot of fun and really enjoy a lot of camaraderie. So I really can't imagine not riding, and I don't think children would do it. You know, I'm married, and my wife and I don't have children, but I don't think she would ever try and pressure me for any reason not to ride or not to live, not to skydive or not to go diving or not to go on an adventure tour somewhere or not to go to a part of the world that's considered dangerous. I mean, life is risk. Life is risk. If you don't want any risk, wait till you die. From then on, you won't have any risk.
That's Frank Morales and Jennifer Brom talking with us at the San Francisco Motorcycle Club. And what about you? Are you a big risk taker? What's the biggest risk to your health you take? And is it worth it? Let us know by going to healthdialogues.org and clicking on the box that says Join the Dialogue. And while you're there, you'll see lots more information about risk and health and links to all kinds of health resources. You can also browse through past shows and listen to anything that catches your eye or ear. Again, it's healthdialogues.org. You're listening to Health Dialogues.